And we're back on the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. Andy Humphrey joined by South Iron Panthers head coach Lawrence Graves. Their team was victorious 70-43 over the four-seed Lesterville Bearcats. They move on to the championship tomorrow night here at Bunker High School. Coach, congrats on the win. And, you know, you had your shooters really get their looks, and they were knocking them down. Ashley Micken finished with 20. Michaela Ayers was also able to create some space down low. But what really worked best for you offensively in this one in your mind?
Yeah, we just moved the ball really well. Like I said, we got some really unselfish girls, and they did a good job of, you know, trying to find the one that was open. And, you know, we got some girls that can knock them down, and, you know, it was pretty spread out tonight. I thought we had a lot of girls involved offensively, and, you know, we don't really try to key to one player or another. And tonight, you know, they just did a good job of finding each other and stepping into those shots.
It seemed that Jada Brooks seemed to try and get back into the rhythm. She got into double figures off the bench, even though she's been fighting a little bit of a sickness. But how did you evaluate her play in this one?
I thought it was pretty good. You know, her ability to breathe was a little bit limited. But I thought for her first game back, I thought she did a really good job. You know, she came in there and got a lot of rebounds for us, chipped in some good points for us. And like I said, she's just a big presence down there. And so glad to see her back on the court more than anything, just to get her back in the lineup. That's, you know, having her team healthy, that's pretty important this time of year.
Seemed that rebounding on both sides was pretty strong for the most part in parts of the game. It definitely led to some second chance points. How does it kind of give a testament to your group as far as their hustle on both ends of the floor?
Well, it's something that we value. You know, these girls, we, you know, rebounding is one of those things you just can't tell them to do it and expect kids to go do it. It takes a lot of hard work and practice knowing, you know, where to go and how to get there and, you know, how to keep other opponents from getting in there and getting it before you. And so, you know, we had some let-ups at times, but I thought for the most part our girls did a really good job of, you know, holding one of our staples, which is rebounding the ball. They did a good job of that.
You'll stick around for this one against Clearwater and Viburnum?
I believe it may.
Yeah, and what do you see from both of these teams that might present challenges to you in the championship?
Both these teams have got some really nice players. You know, it's going to be I think this is going to be a really close game. I think it's going to be a really good game. A little bit of conflict of styles, but like I said, they've both got some players that can make plays and knock down shots, and so I think it's going to be a good one. So, like I said, I'm going to go grab something to the hospitality room real quick and then try to get down here and see what I can learn for tomorrow.
I'm right there with you, Coach. That hospitality room does wonders, I tell you what.
Yeah, best part about a tournament.
Congrats on the win, Coach. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, that's Lawrence Graves, South Iron Panthers head coach. They move on to the championship against either Clearwater or Viburnum tomorrow. We'll see. Second half almost underway here on J98. Stay with us.